I'm Chris Yellis at the State Capitol in Olympia with your 7th District Legislative Update. With me now is Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator.
Hi, and welcome to folks back home.
Senate Bill 5395, that's the one that creates a comprehensive sexual health curriculum in all public schools starting at kindergarten, came back to the Senate recently. How would this bill impact students and parents in our public schools?
Well, it impacts parents by placing the responsibility of teaching their children in a public school setting, probably topics and subject matter that what I've been hearing from parents is they don't believe it's appropriate for the schools to teach. And I would absolutely agree. That bill, unfortunately, came back to us. We had a vote on what they call concurrence. And what that means is you have a narrow things that you can talk about, just how the House amended the bill. But I got to tell you, once again, the Democrats tried to shut down our debate. Well, I'm floor leader. So as you can imagine, I got feisty over that and had words with the Lieutenant Governor and the majority floor leader and said, hey, it's our turn to share what parents across the state of Washington have been sharing with us. And that is that we should not support this. They are very concerned that it takes away parental rights, which absolutely it does, and places it in the hands of the schools. Really, not even the schools, actually. OSPI says you can pick from this curriculum, or if you devise your own, we still have to approve it. So there's no local control for schools. Parents have not been a part of this process. It is offensive to me at the very core that we would think it is the state's government's role to educate our children on sexual health education. It's abominable. We did prevail in our fight on the floor in terms of making sure that everyone in my caucus, Senate Republicans, had a chance to have their say on that bill. We knew they had the votes, but it was really important for us to show that we stand with parents in the state of Washington and that we fought this at every step.
Big rally, too, here in Olympia on that. A lot of people showed up to urge the governor to veto that bill. We'll see what happens. The legislature recently voted to change Boeing's preferential tax rate. It's not very often you vote to raise taxes.
No.
But explain this one.
Well, back in 2013, we gave Boeing a much reduced tax rate because of the importance of them to the state of Washington. They are a global trading partner. The World Trade Organization found that we gave favor to Boeing, which made an unfair playing field.
So the WTO found that the tax incentives that you gave to Boeing weren't legal globally.
So because of our concern, not only for Boeing's health, but really the health of manufacturing in general, agriculture, you know, we're all tied to this global economy and could have all been impacted had we not essentially raised Boeing's tax rate back up to the rate it was before. That will alleviate the WTO's finding. Look, I don't like that an international body has any say over our manufacturing in the state of Washington, but they are a global trading partner. And so I made that vote. I want Boeing to be here and I want everybody to be okay.
And we should emphasize that Boeing actually requested that.
They actually did request it.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis in Olympia with Senator Shelley Short.